Hello there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is that place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs every day, where the photographs have been taken that day. Today didn't have much of a theme, it was more of a bits and pieces-ish day. Today is Thursday, October the 28th. And to find my website, if you've come across this audio on its own, it's at las.new-england.net.au. Navigate to the 28th of October using the little calendar on the right-hand side of the front page. I'm located near Armidale, which is halfway between Sydney and Brisbane, on the eastern side of New South Wales. Well, today it was a bit of a shock to the system in the morning, a bit of a chilly day, a chilly start to the day after the last few weeks, which have been pretty warm. The temperature range was 4 to 18 centigrade, 39 to 64 Fahrenheit. Just a temporary aberration, no doubt, but just reminds us that we're not completely out of winter and spring yet. Just a few more days until November, and then it's Christmas. That's another shock to the system. Well, today's photographs are, as I said, a bit of a mishmash. Just things that I stumbled upon as I walked around the centre of town. The first photograph is a camper van. When I first saw it, it reminded me of a flower power Volkswagen camper van, but it's a little bit mildly psychedelic rather than flower power, and it's a Mazda camper van rather than an older style Volkswagen. Still, added a bit of colour to the car park. It's got Queensland plates, so no doubt it's people having hired the van and touring through the place. I have no idea what the Janis Joplin significance is on the rear of the van. It's got Wicked and Janis Joplin written at the back. Wicked comes from the name of the company. As to the Janis Joplin, must be a theme they have when renting camper vans. Second photograph from a park. There's a series of sculptures in this park, and this one, given the nice blue sky with wispy clouds, looked very reasonable enough to photograph today. It's a collection of birds, three birds cut from metal plate, painted black, on the top of a tripod-like structure that rises about 4 meters, nearly 20 feet into the air. So I was quite a way below the birds. They're arranged in a circle almost, so they look like they're swirling and twirling around the tripod. There's a tree on the left-hand side of the photograph. Just to add to the realism, the birds flying through the sky. The next two photographs, are taken in one of the arcades in town. The first one looks quite bright and sharp. It's an optician's window, optometrist window, so the subject matter is lenses of various types. The next photograph is just down the arcade, and it's a parlor where they look like they're attending to cuticles. An interesting challenge to photograph in that arcade. It's quite dark. So I did some adjusting with Photoshop post-processed just to brighten it up a bit. The next shop down the arcade is a sandwich bar. Very quiet at the time of day that I passed by. No doubt most people having eaten, the shop was getting ready to close. The next photograph found the rear of a building at work. Must be a very recent incident. Somebody has set fire to the innards of a bin, and the plastic molded covers to the bin have begun to melt before the fire went out. So we have, I guess, the chance that it would have been a black toxic smoke that rose from the bins before the smouldering fire was put out. There's no major damage, it's bad enough, but it looks like the fire didn't rage through the entire paper contents of the bin. So, more than anything, this is just recording an incident that must have happened in the last day. And the final photograph for today, taken at sunset. Those same wispy clouds that I mentioned earlier are still being wispy. What we have in this vertical format photograph is the treetops in the bottom sixth perhaps of the frame. The rest of the frame is a wispy set of misty shapes rising to the top of the frame. And I'm sure if you squint carefully and look hard enough, you could imagine any number of objects appearing from the wispy shapes of that very light, thin cloud. It's being lit by the then set sun from a very low angle. So there you have it, handful of photographs for today, Thursday, October the 28th. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for using your imagination if you're listening but not viewing the photographs. That is impressive. Bye for now. We'll catch you again another day.